Oh my God. Yeah. Well, now I'm talking. Now I'm saying things. Because truthfully, you know, as someone who is like watching you fail, like constantly is.
What are you talking about failing?
Everything that I just watched. It was like one struggle after another. It was like, you know how a wind-up toy, when it hits a wall, but it just keeps walking, but it can't go any further because it hit a wall?
Yeah.
That's you.
Welcome back to the Gay Power Half Hour, the only gay podcast on the internet that's just like the future Queen of England, because we're back after a brief hiatus and we have cancer
with a benign tumor, Casey Lai, and the malignant one, Tony Soto, everybody.
You know when I was making jokes about cancer, and that's why, and so does the royal, so does the House of Windsor, by the way. As soon as they, all right, we're just going to get it out. Hi, Casey. Hello, the world. Thank you so much for tuning in to GPHH. But we got to talk about the future queen, because these royals have had the Americans up in arms. We found Kate.
The whole world's been up in arms. Well, we want Kate. No one ever wanted Kate. And now all of a sudden, we needed to see Kate.
Yeah, everyone was like, what's her name? Jennifer? What's the other one?
Megan.
They're like,
Jennifer.
They're like, oh, Jennifer.
Jesus.
Oh, Megan. Oh, that's all we care about is Megan and the Ginger. And suddenly Kate disappears, and the royals don't say anything. They're like, because something happened, and we all have our own things on what might have happened, but
everyone had a lot to say.
Something happened. And then out of nowhere, some footage was released of the couple shopping, both of them carrying bags, looking healthy, and one of them not looking like the actual person they're supposed to be, which would be Kate Catherine. I'm so sorry, now that she's a fucking princess or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, after that fucking video released of them all happy living their lives, suddenly she comes out all pale-faced, emaciated, and weak, talking about cancer.
Well, the first thing is she didn't look all pale-faced, emaciated, and weak. She just looked British. I think that is the way that she looks. And you have to. Do you have sympathy towards her and her?
I think it's bullshit. I don't think
you
don't think
she has cancer.
No. Wow. And see, that's the thing. That's the world we live in now. The world we live in is, if you criticize Israel, you're an anti-Semite. And if you fucking criticize cancer, then that's shitty. But here's what I'm saying. Look, if this was cancer, they fucking kicked Charles with his big old fucking heart problem, swollen sausage phalanges out there talking about butt cancer right away. They were like, you got ass cancer, King. Get out there and tell everyone. Something happened. And then they were like, well, you know what? No one can, especially Americans, can never make jokes about cancer. So tell them that she's got cancer. And now everyone's got to respect her privacy. I don't buy it.
What do you think is going on? You think her husband's having an affair and she wants out? That's what you think is happening?
I do think that's exactly what's happening. Listen, let's not forget about what happened to Diana. We've all seen the crowd. You know, they didn't make it easy on her. You know, that's a whole lot.
But they made it relatively easy on Kate. They didn't make it easy on Meghan. They came for Meghan for racial issues and for American issues and for snootiness issues, and they left Kate pretty much well alone. They just wanted to see her goddamn face every fucking day. And if she goes fucking 2 weeks without fucking seeing her, fucking face. We're gonna tell the whole world that she's a fucking bitch.
No, no, and also they bought themselves selfish some time.
Bitch.
No. And they bought themselves some time because you know the whole thing was, and we were open to this. We're like, we're waiting till Easter because that was the deadline that they said Easter. Then they released this fucking video of feeble, skinny, pale old Miss Catherine looking like she's riddled with cancer, and now they're like, oh, now she's not gonna. Now she's not making any more appearances. They bought themselves some more time.
What if she dies? She dies in 6 months. You're going to be like, well, I guess she had cancer.
He killed her. He killed her.
He's been poisoning her. He's been slowly poisoning her.
No, you read the spare. You know that man's got anger issues. And here's the thing. He died with his younger brother getting more love from his mom because she knew that the little ginger would need it more. So he's mad. Will's mad. He's got anger issues. He probably cheats. Look. How is it that like we painted those kids because we love Diana so much. We painted those kids like, oh, they're just the lights of Diana's dead eyes. What if they're not? What if they're literally inbred tutors? Did you freeze? Oh my God, did you freeze? You did. Oh Lord. Is she back?
She back. I don't know what the fuck that was though.
You know, listen, this is the time where internet is not necessarily the grandest on.
Oh, because everybody's on?
I mean, I would imagine so. You know, this is prime goon time, you know?
But we haven't had
But where was I? Where did you stop listening to me?
It wasn't that I stopped listening to you, Tony. As much as I would love the luxury to just walk away from you sometimes, it was a technical difficulty.
When did you stop hearing me?
You were saying that Diana loved Harry Moore and Will was angry and something. He killed his wife.
So basically what I'm just saying is that we as a society have been conditioned to look at those two boys from the light of Diana's eyes. Who is to say that they aren't just full inbred tutor? You know what I mean? Like maybe they don't resemble Miss Diana and all of her loveliness and purity. Maybe they are sausage finger Charles's kids through and through.
Yeah, after reading Spare, which we both read and enjoyed, it's hard to believe that one, that Harry was telling the truth in a lot of those stories. I will say that I think he's just an angry person and he hates his dad a lot. And it's not that he was telling lies. It's that he was, he's so upset with his family. And I'm sure he's been brainwashed a little bit by therapy and Megan, that he remembers things in the way that they went that aren't fully true. Being said, I also think Charles is a skunk. And I think that Will is probably, you know, also, if you're going to be the king, you're going to be a bit of a dick. And he's very mad at his brother for not playing the game. And so all of that. Do I think they're murderers? I don't tend to believe that people kill their wives because they get bored with them at a high level like that. But maybe I'm wrong.
Y'all heard it here. Casey Lai is a victim blamer. He literally said,
"I love Diana."
He was literally sitting here being like, I think that the ginger's a liar. And I don't think that's true. Listen, you can hate your parents and the things you say are true about your parents. That's why people go no contact with their fucking parents. Because not all parents are fucking good. And sometimes parents do shitty things. And I think Charles, being how he is from the fruit of the same tree, her synapses were a little off, and I don't think she raised that kid right.
Yeah, no, I don't think any of them. Look, I'm not saying the royal family is good people. I just think that it is interesting. I want to go back to the fake cancer thing though. Like that's hard to fake. So
how is it hard to fake? Well, literally, there are people who do GoFundMes that say they have cancer and dupe people all the time. It is not hard. You wonder why it's not hard to fake? Because of fucking schmucks like you who would be like, ooh, let's not question anyone's cancer.
No, I'm not saying don't cancer. I'm not saying don't question the cancer. I just think like
it's not hard to fake. There's enough people in there. You take that back. It's not hard to fake. You're lying. You're making something up. No.
It's easy to fake, but on that level of like
easier to fake. They told us that Trump was in good health his whole presidency. We have fucking yearly updates from his quack doctor being like, that is a fucking steed. He is built like a machine and is so healthy and godlike. Honey, it's not hard to get a doctor to lie on your behalf.
Yeah,
The nurse in my high school gave me a note to get out of PE class because I had my period.
Were you wearing a dress then too?
No, but I was grumpy.
Did you have your period? Were you bleeding from your butt?
I told them that I didn't feel like running a mile.
But this is Indiana in the 80s.
This is Illinois. Stop making up states suddenly because you're crazy.
I'm pretty sure of two things. One, Kate has cancer, and two, you're from Indiana. but I'm willing to believe that both of those things are not real, and maybe I'm wrong. But I just think I just feel like there's enough. There has to be some reporters who could get their hands on cancer docs enough. But maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she'll be fine tomorrow. But what would be the? I don't know.
Everyone shut up. Everyone shut up immediately. The moment they said cancer, I was like, oop. It was like fucking, it was like a duck's butt, watertight. Just everyone's like, can't talk about it now. And everyone's like, now don't you feel so bad talking about all the affair stuff? No. No.
Well, but then the thing is like, what were we talking about? What is it that people are so upset about? They're like, how dare you take away from us the one thing that gives us joy? Believing that Kate is getting fucked by someone else, and so is Will.
I'm not saying she's having an affair.
Will's getting pegged by someone else.
Wow, Will's getting pegged and also having illegitimate kids. Listen, here's all I'm saying is they are a dying organization. People are losing interest in them by the year. So... Yeah. They gotta pull out the off with the head bullshit stuff and get people talking to keep them interesting again. Because I'm gonna tell you, the last time that these fucking families were interesting was when everyone was worried about which bitch was gonna lose her head under Henry VIII.
I know, I love that. Have you seen Six the Musical? It's so fun. It's about the six wives of Henry VIII, and one of them was Jane, who lost her head. And I will say also this, that, you know, the last king to be have his head cut off in England was Charles I, I think. But it does look like they tried to cut William's head off, but he pulled his head out of the guillotine real quick, and they just got the top of his head, and they just got all his hair. You know, because he's like real bald up there. And then real happened. It's like they cut off all the hair.
Remember when he was the hot one?
I had a big crush on him. I can't think anything wrong of him. He's Diana's son, and he's so hot.
That's the problem. No, the ginger one's the one who has maintained hot. And I think the ginger one is now Hollywood enough that even that weak hair is going to like, he's going to like come with a solid line here soon. You know what I mean?
He's got Elon Musk plugs. Musk plugs.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
Hail to the Queen.
I don't buy it. That's all. It's all just so convenient.
Maybe if we watch the clip again, maybe the way in which she says it, she says something like, "I have cancer."
Literally, she's blinking Morse code with her eyes. She's like, "I hate Will, he's a cheating prick.
Who loves to get pegged. I didn't want to peg him anymore. I'm a queen. I'm going to be a queen. I can't fuck my king's hole with a scepter like he wants me to.
No, you should want to do that. Speaking of queens, there's a queen who wants to portray a queen, but no one wants to watch that queen portray the queen. Yeah. What am I talking about? Billy Porter. That's right. Billy Porter is in the news. And you know, Billy Porter is on one because Billy Porter is what we call new money. She really was feeling that during pandemic because, you know, if you remember, you were all gooped and gagged and fucking all about Billy Porter and her faggotry. You loved her. Like pre-COVID, you all were loving her looks on the red carpets and her cry scenes in that show, and y'all love
Pose
it.
Was a great show.
Pose was a great show. Yep. Y'all loved her. Then COVID came, and it's like, oh,
why don't we love Billy?
You didn't love her long enough because she didn't have enough money saved up. And she let everyone know that. She let everyone know that during COVID. She's like, I need to get back to work. I bought a house. It's harder for us out here, you know, blah, 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 blah.
It's harder for us, the house owning. With HIV.
Yes.
HIV homeowner. The H stands for house.
So she then is like, I don't know. I feel like she felt like she was getting snubbed and she wasn't getting auditions for the roles, the meaty roles that she wanted.
The masculine leading man roles that she needed.
So she's like, she's going to take it. The bull's by the horn on her own and she's going to write and produce and star in her own biopic of James Baldwin. Civil rights activist.
Queen.
Out homosexual in a time where it was really hard to be black and gay
an icon, a staggering genius. James Baldwin is a king among men for many reasons.
Prolific writer, like just yes. Like you should activist. Read you should read what he's written. You should watch documentaries. You should not watch whatever this biopic is going to be starring.
Well, what's the ish?
The ish is, so he was recently interviewed and, you know, so Billy famously signed the list of, he was one of the black actors that signed the list saying they were going to be pro-Zionist, pro-Israel. They weren't going to boycott. They weren't going to say anything bad about Israel so they could keep working. And then he's like, I want to do James Baldwin. And everyone's like, well, I don't know, Billy Porter. James Baldwin was very anti-Israel and very pro-Palestine. And Billy Porter was basically like, I don't know about anything about that. We're not going to talk about anything about that. He's like, I don't know why you think I need to be the whole thing. I don't know none of that business. Now, this is all paraphrasing, but this is literally in the article. I don't know why you all care, blah, 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 blah. So it's just something to be said about, like, okay, well, you know, you are portraying a living human being. This isn't your interpretation of it. And if it is, then you better fucking call yourself something that's not James Baldwin, a play on James Baldwin name, you know.
But wait, I will play devil's advocate here because, like, here an actor is playing someone, they're not being someone. So, you know, like we've talked about in the past, like, can a straight person play a gay person? Can a gay person play, you know, straight person? We don't think it's okay if a Scarlett Johansson plays an Asian woman, but there are plenty of instances of people taking on roles that are not who they are. That's called acting, and they embody that person. Does someone have to have the correct political beliefs to play someone?
Well, therein lies the question. And according to the world, they seem to think so.
Well, the world is so fucking angry about everything, and if you don't agree with it, with the world, well, then you're not allowed to do anything.
Well, boo fucking who? That's how the world works. You know what I mean? So sorry. Listen. If you make shit, if you're quoted as a shit person, being like, look, I don't care about what James Baldwin thought about this, then honey, why do I fucking want to hear you portray James Baldwin regarding the civil rights movement? Because agreed. Truthfully, that's hand in hand, baby.
No, so I frankly agree with that.
You're a fucking fraud. And if the world says that's fraud behavior, well, then it's not a situation where, ooh, the world's fucking shitty. No, this is the world saying, we're not going to want your crap because you're not authentic and you're not fucking, like, we don't believe you, bro. We don't believe you.
Agreed. I think it was very stupid of Billy to, and, you know, and showing that he doesn't necessarily have the chops to play someone as smart as James Baldwin, to be so oblivious to something like this, and to also realize...
He gives RuPaul energy without the fucking Emmys.
I'm pretty sure he has an Emmy and a Tony.
I said Emmys.
I'm pretty sure he has Emmys. He has an Emmy.
Does he have 12?
Sure. No, he doesn't have 12, but he also doesn't have a fracking farm. So they're not the same person.
I don't know. I just was never sold on fucking Billy Porter. I know y'all were all fucking up in arms. Y'all loved the opening of the hat. You're all very fucking Sasha Velour.
My problem with the hat.
Rose petals out the wig. You're all fucking easily gooped.
My problem with that hat that mechanically at the Met Gala kind of wrapped around her face. You
it
know,
didn't close fast enough.
It didn't, you could see that you could see the mechanics of it. And it was
that's why before we were recording, I likened it to the Sasha Velour. Cause it was like, look, she was bald the whole goddamn show. And then she can come out in that shitty ass red fucking wig with the chunky front. Come on. We knew something was going to happen there. No one was surprised by that.
I heard Sasha Velour is spearheading a new film where she plays Marsha P. Johnson. So that probably won't go over well either.
Because she doesn't care. She's just chilling the hooker aspect of it.
No, I just think, you know, like I'm not going to, you know, I've heard things about Billy Porter that make me feel less positive about him from like a personal standpoint. But I'm not like, I also think no one's going to see this movie now, and this movie's not going to get made because for all of these reasons. And that is totally fine and totally fair that people don't want it. People shut it down. But it is that thing where, you know, like if no one's allowed to fucking say how they feel. Also, if you're a celebrity right now, regardless of how you feel, I know it's not brave to do this, but like if you want to work, don't even wade into the issue at all, you idiots. Just don't even wade into the issue at all.
Don't choose an outspoken character.
If you want to be known as someone who is on the side of social justice at all times, then you know, realize what the side of social justice is before you.
Yeah, you can't pick and choose what you choose to know. You can't pick and choose what you choose to like what he said. You have to take it all. And that's the thing. And the way that he throws it off, like it's no big deal. And look, I've also come out and actively said that I understand why the black actors have signed that list. It's because they want to work. And if you are outspoken about the colonial settler project that is Israel and the wanting of the free, you know, people of Palestine, that inhibits you here in this fucking town. So
you also have to give him the room to believe, like it or not, that he might actually believe that.
I don't think she has a fucking opinion either way, girl. I think she is fancy hat that opens up that you can see the mechanisms. I don't think there's much depth to her, and I don't think, and that's the thing, and we want to find this depth in her, and I don't think she's got that much depth.
Agreed. I'm always wondering.
I think she wants to be rich, so she's going to do what she can to get rich.
I feel like if you want to find the depths of Billy Porter, you open her up from the other side.
When she's like, I don't do karaoke.
Quite deep on that side.
Did you hear that? When she's like, I don't do karaoke. Because, you know, karaoke is supposed to be fun. You know, when I fucking sing, it's an emotion. I'm like, shut the fuck up, bitch. Go sing Losing My Religion at a goddamn bar and fucking loosen your butthole, bitch, to something besides poppers and a big dick.
You know, I still have images of you. The last song I thought you might have ever sang was Losing My Religion, before you went down into a dark hole of despair in Mexico and wound up in a hotel room. A hotel room, I wish, a hospital room.
Woke up feeling great and still didn't have religion.
Feeling great, no religion.
No religion.
That was just a dream.
That was such just a funny day a because I felt so good because I was on that IV all night. So like all the drugs I was on before were completely out of my system. And then when I found out I had to be there for three more days, I got so mad.
Yeah, I was pretty upset about that too.
I was like, I'm feeling fine. And like, oh no, you are.
Yeah.
You are feeling together.
Fine. Try and cough.
You are glued. You are glued together, and you can't eat. Yeah. Well, speaking of eating, Honey Boo Boo is broke.
Wow! Talk about social justice warrior over here.
Hey, I'm not Tony portraying Soto. You know what I mean? Oh God, Tony Soto was Honey Boo Boo. Can you imagine?
I can't actually.
So are you following this story at all? So this
yes,
this is the beauty of the TikTok. Thank you, TikTok, for bringing this to my attention, because I didn't know about this, and I didn't know that Northwest was a fucking bitch.
Oh, wow.
But TikTok
shocker,
there,
shocker, Kanye and Kim had a bitch daughter.
And shocker that Honey Boo Boo is broke because her mother stole all of her money.
Yeah.
This is, honestly, this is, I think the reason why I wanted to talk about this so much was like, we watched this from the beginning. We knew this was going to happen. We knew she was making money. We knew that Mama June, who paraded like two pedophiles through the fucking series of the show,
yeah,
fucking gave her kid fucking Mountain Dew and Red Bull for fucking, yeah, so she could get up and like go and fucking shake her groove thing.
And remember, this was the Learning Channel.
Yeah, this is what we were learning, not to be like Mama June. So now this little Honey Boo Boo girl, who still has a show, but now she's Alana, I guess. I don't even know what the show's called anymore. Maybe just Alana, I don't know.
Alana who,
but it's her. She's being raised by her sister. The family is still together. Mama
June, why is she being raised? How old is she at this point?
She's got to be 18 at this point, I think. But she's trying to go to college.
31 at this point.
She's trying to go to college, and she's finding out that she's only got $33,000 from Dancing with the Stars. No Honey Boo Boo money. And the thing is Mama June is sitting there being like, listen, that money was spent on trips and cars and how we lived and my drug addiction.
Yeah, which is, you know, refreshingly honest.
But like, doesn't the Learning Channel have some kind of stake in here? And the thing is, because like technically Mama June, I think, and I'm no lawyer, but I think she did what she was supposed to do. 20% was supposed to be put aside in some kind of an account, and then the rest was for fucking the mother to raise the kid. So just so happens that it was spent on cocaine.
Well,
to do around the kid, you know?
Do hope and pray that Honey Boo Boo does one day achieve her goal of going to Harvard.
Well, she's trying to go to college, some school in Colorado, apparently. She's trying to go to college in Colorado. And see, and this is true. She's right. Look, this is a situation where she's worked before she even knew that she was working. She just knew that she was a little chunky, pretty girl who was getting a lot of attention from people around her. She didn't know what the finances situation of it was. She had her fucking mom who was like, oh, I'm going to take you to Disney. And she's at that age where she's like all hopped up on Mountain Dew being like, Disney's fun.
Yeah. She is really the Judy Garland of our age. She was given Mountain Dew and barbiturates, I'm assuming, and pumped full and told to perform. And now look at her. All she wants to do is get somewhere
so different
on the other side of the rainbow, you know, in Colorado. Here's my pitch.
And Judy died in her 40s looking fucking skinny. And
I know. And this is what I've always said. I made an agreement with myself when I was younger, and that is that I would outlive Judy Garland. And so I have about 6.5 years to go, guys. Wish me luck. And then I will have achieved my dream of outliving Judy Garland. The one thing I will say, I want to pitch Honey Boo Boo an idea. If she wants to go to Colorado, what she should do, pitch to Lauren Boebert that she will have a reality show. We'll set it in Lauren Boebert's restaurant and be surrounded by all her crooked criminal family. And it will be a real hoot nanny, just like the original. And they'll make $1 million. And then one of them can finally go to college.
Wait, she has a restaurant?
Yeah, she was. She owned like a brewery in not too far from where our good friend Ben Stewart grew up.
Like dirt roads, right?
There are. It's Colorado.
Dover country. Don't tell me those are thinkers that have paved roads.
I will say that there are a lot of good people from that area who I know and love very much, and the rest of them.
Yeah, Trump said that there was a lot of good people too at the January 6th thing. So let's just remember what we're talking about. We talk about good people. People thought the P. Diddy was good people. Now P. Diddy might be going to prison with R. Kelly.
Has anyone dubbed him P. Diddler, the P. Diddler yet?
I think that.
Sounds like he did worse than diddling.
I think that the lawsuit is scathing. I am interested to see what is going to happen, but also not shocked. The moment that the girl sued him and it was settled within like 8 hours.
Yeah.
The moment that happened, I was like, ooh, he's got something to hide. That was a quick look. That's why. And people give me shit about it, but I was like, I don't know. Fucking Michael fought it till the very end. Michael fought a tooth and nail before he paid him off. You know what I mean? He was like, we're going to try.
Yeah.
He ultimately did. But it was like, you know, like Diddy was like folding quick. That's why it's like,
Michael got in trouble prior to Me Too, and the world, unfortunately, was a different place. And so we believe celebrities. Now we know they're all fucking kids. Or a good portion of them, and I'm very against that, but it's annoying to me that the Justice Department continues to find ways to take down people who have brought us really wonderful things, and they're still struggling to find a way to make something with Trump stick. You know, he fucking, we can't see him. He keeps delaying and delaying. Meanwhile, P. Diddy is like, I guess I'll run for president. Maybe that's the one way to make this fucking not go away. You know, run for president, Sean. See what happens.
As a Republican. God, they're stupid.
Runner up or vice president, whatever we call it.
They'll vote for anything. Like, fuck, you just tell him that.
I don't know if they'll vote for a black person, to be honest.
Well, tell him that he's just a white guy in blackface.
Wow. Sean Diddy Combs. Come on, baby. You change your name once, now change your race.
Well, we've come to the end. We got Diddy in there. You know what I mean?
We did it.
Not as deep as we need, but I think we're about to learn a whole lot more about the Diddy thing. So this is like a stay tuned situation. You know what I mean?
Tune in next week to see. It's a real who Diddy did it.
Casey, why don't you tell people where they can follow that?
Guys, so many amazing things going on. You can see me this Thursday. Next Thursday. Hilarious. You can see me April 4th. I am hosting a show at the Astor Hotel in Hollywood, California, at 7:30. The lineup is bonkers. Our good friend Alan Strickland Williams, Amy Miller is going to be there. Chris Estrada is going to be on the show. Star of the recently and very underappreciated show This Fool, and a couple other people. Come on down to that show. I'll be hosting it. I believe it's going to be a monthly. Imagine that. And then you can see me on the 5th at the Glendale Room in Glendale, California, adjacent to Hollywood. And then on the 8th, you can see me at the Better Half Comedy Show. I don't know where it is, but it's somewhere close to Hollywood, Silver Lake. It's at Bar Bandini. Anyway, there we go. That's everything that I've got going on in my neck of the woods. And it's a pretty good little rounded week. That's next week, Thursday, Friday, and whatever day the 8th is. I believe it's a Wednesday. Thank you.
That was honestly one of the smoothest, times you had when you were talking about your gigs. Y'all remember, every Friday night until Drag Race is over, I am at 33 Taps. We hosting bingo at 7, and then we got the Drag Race at 8. This Sunday, which is Easter, planned for rain, is March 31st at Precinct. I am hosting my first brunch at Precinct. So
it's brunch, babe.
It's called Over Easy. So come out for that and see me host that.
And it's called Over Easy because Tony is over doing things easy.
And then April 1st, I have a Learn the Words, Bitch. That's right. Learn the Words, Bitch at Akbar. Sign up at 8:30. Showtime at 9. My guest judges are Torian Miller and Minnie Horowitz. So come out for that. I am the Tony Soto Show on Instagram and TikTok. And if you want to see what I'm doing as a drag queen, it's Tony Soto Productions on Instagram. All right. Goodbye.